Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, we're going to be talking about this, and we're talking more about it, that now, understand the timing of all this, because when we talked about, and we're going to hear more about, that America, how we got here, and how do we stay here, and we talked about how Queen Mary, Queen of Scots, was beheaded. Well, just simultaneously, when I finished delivering that to you and sharing that with you, which you could get on the VFN Torch by going to VFNTV.com, all of a sudden, at the very same time, the Public Broadcasting Service of America had the play playing where Queen Mary is crying out for her soul. Queen Elizabeth is having her taken down, and there's somebody there with a big axe, you know, that's going to take her head off. And this is the mother of King James, who was responsible for getting the word at the Hamilton Conference together that in 151 years after his death, America was going to, the Declaration of Independence were going to be signed. I mean, these are very serious things that were taking place, and understand the context of that. And so here we are, one nation under God. That was the original tent. But now, which means under the light, our Supreme Court justice, our Supreme Court justice have begun to say the very same thing we're saying. Think of the timing of when I'm delivering that and I'm saying that, and my jaw hits the ground when I walk in and I'm looking at this big play of a very thing I just said to you. And it's happening again and again and again and again. And we're talking to you about darkness. And here this last Sunday, CBS News is talking about there was 46,200 concentration camps and ghettos. It's like all these warning signs are coming. And the lady saying, Irene's saying, this was surreal. It just didn't make sense. John, tell us, what is the Supreme Court Justice, Anthony Scalia, what is he actually saying in the context of what we're talking about?
Well, it's interesting. CBN News is reporting that he had an interview with New York Magazine. And by the way, he's the longest serving justice.
Supreme Court judge
on the bench. And he's warned that the devil is at work in today's society.
Wait a minute now. There's to understand this, to kind of give context, is there is three branches of government. You have the congressional branch. You have the executive branch, and you have the judicial branch.
Right.
And all these have equal power.
Sure.
So Congress is made up of the Senate and the House of Representatives. And then the executive branch is the president, which now is President Barack Obama. And then the judiciary branch is called the Supreme Court, which has equal powers to the executive branch and the House. So the context of this, though, you're saying is, well, somebody who has equal power to the other two branches. He is making a statement. A Supreme Court judge who has equal powers to the president and equal powers to all of the senators, all the House of Representatives, who understands the Constitution, who understands we're one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all, who understands it's we the people, they're representing the people when they come there. What is this third branch of power who is equal power to all the other branches, equal power to President Barack Obama, equal power to Senator Reid, equal power to, who is the Speaker of the House?
John Boehner.
What is this equal power person saying in the context of what's taking place right now in American society?
He's saying that the devil is at work in society, and that what the devil's trying to do is to deceive people to know that he's not real and God's not real.
This is the third branch of government.
This is the Supreme Court Justice
Anderson. Equal to the President of the United States. So you look at the House, many people in the House today, the ones that are trying to ridicule and use the Alinsky tactics against, the one they're saying the same thing now that the other branch of government is saying. That's two branches of government that are waking up. Yeah. That's exciting.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
Because that's the truth, right?
Yeah. All the justices came together Monday for a new term, and now they're actually deciding what cases they're going to hear, what they're not going to hear. And they're looking at some certain arguments against employers having to provide a birth control under the Affordable Health Care Act. So they're looking at that.
In other words, not only birth control, but abortion pills.
In other words,
you have to provide a way to kill their babies.
Exactly. That's going to be coming. Right.
Okay.
Right. They're also going to be looking at cases regarding prayer at government events.
Yes or no type.
Right.
Okay.
And then cases regarding protests at abortion clinics.
where they're sacrificing to Moloch.
Killing children. Murdering children. This is what's coming before the Supreme Court. They're saying that this can have this term right now should have major impact on the course of American
history.
Well,
that's exciting, though, that he actually can see that Lucifer's at work. But listen, I think do we have a segment here from
We do. We do. We're going to play this segment and
yeah, let's watch this interview with Judge Anthony Scalia, Supreme Court Judge Anthony Scalia, CBN News.
Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia says the devil is at work in American society. In an interview with New York Magazine, the longest-serving high court justice opened up about his Catholic faith. He says even though the devil isn't doing the same things from the Bible, he's very much still working. Scalia says what he's doing now is getting people not to believe in him or in God. He's much more successful that way.
That is so important because that's the tactic.
That's the tactic.
If you totally take away, and you think about this, when according to Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, what she said was to all of America is they are removing the existence of our enemy from all the libraries, from CIA, from FBI, anything that referred to radical Islam. And that's what Judge Scalia is talking about, isn't it? That let's just act like we don't have an enemy. Let's act like the devil's not real.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
What a tactic. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day that day on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.